It's 1-0 Rafters here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Now getting to work, we have bottom of the second inning. Noah, an exceptional start to the game for Wisconsin Rapids. And, well, he had three straight strikeouts in the first inning. That's the way to get things going on. And, hey, if you're going to do that in the first inning, you can really do whatever you want in the second. Although the Rafters would love him to have at least another shutout inning if he's able to. And I was talking with Ziggy before the game about Marschke, and, you know, he talked about how Marschke this season in general has looked even more polished and more like a veteran than he was last season for Wisconsin Rapids. And personally, I've noticed a huge development from him, not just from between seasons, but from the start of the season to right now. I mean, you talk about location, you talk about feeling confident in his stuff, and right now he is on top of the world. 9 1/3 straight innings without allowing a run, trying to bring it to double digits. First pitch of the second inning is fouled high and out of play by Jaron Sanderson. So now an 0-1 count. Sanderson, the right-handed hitting left fielder, leads off the second inning for Fond du Lac, and it'll be the 4-5-6 batters due up in the inning for the Dock Spiders. It's Sanderson, Jonathan Fitz, and Rex Watson. So an 0-1 count to Sanderson with the bases empty and nobody out. Rafters leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Their one run came on the RBI double from Junior Barajas in the first. Pitch from Marschke. This one is popped straight back, foul and out of play. So now an 0-2 count, and Marschke still just the location right now has been phenomenal. And like I mentioned, you look at the last couple of games, it's continued to look this good. Last game, he had 4 strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings. 0-2 count, but, well, I talk about location. That one slipped out of his hand and missed high and didn't even hit the glove of Nick Adrian. Goes to the netting. So now a 1-2 count. Anderson going to try and stay in his shoes here. See what Marschke does. Righty-lefty matchup. Pitch comes from Marschke. This one is ripped into left field, and that will get down for a hit. Now Sanderson rounding first, and he slips, but he will go back to the base. It's a leadoff single, first hit of the game for the Dock Spiders. And, well, Marschke wasn't going to strike out every batter that he faced, but it was a fun streak there. Had 3 straight strikeouts in the first inning, allows the leadoff single here. I'm going to try and work through it, but when I was talking about location, he walked a combined 3 batters between his last 2 starts in 8 1/3 innings. That's less than 1 batter every 2 innings. First pitch on the way here, breaking ball, misses high for ball number 1. Jonathan Fitz up at the plate, right-handed hitting catcher for the Dock Spiders. It's a righty-lefty matchup with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Marschke looks over towards first with Sanderson on the base. Now brings home the pitch. No, he doesn't. Instead, he tries to throw it over to first, but the tag applied. It Wasn't in time. Junior Barajas over there at first base. Realized I never finished up the defensive alignment for the Rafters last inning. On first, Junior Barajas. On second, Matanaco. Another pickoff attempt back to first base. Over on third, Luke Skinner. And at shortstop, Hayden Carlson. The outfield for the Rafters. In left, Landon Gaz. In center, Royce Clayton Jr. And in right, Hiroto Kobayashi. 1-0 the count. Marschke looks over towards first. Now he brings the pitch home, but misses high for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Marschke going on 9 innings without allowing a run, walking just 3 batters. So hoping to continue that control here, but 2-0 count on the way home. It's fouled right back to bring it 2-1. And on deck, Rex Watson. So now a 2-1 count on the way home, and this breaking ball misses a little bit outside to bring it 3-1. And the Rafters here in the second half of the season looking for a big difference. You look at the team last year as well, and they went over a bit of an overhaul. They were in the second half than they were in the first half, and Ziggy hoping to continue that script here, but going to need a bigger turnaround than the Rafters needed last year. They also didn't make the postseason last year, despite the improvements. 3-1 count. It's a swing and a miss from Fitz. Brings the count full, 3-2, and Fitz going to try and move that runner on first base a little bit forward. Marschke, a native of Stevens Point, so right by Wisconsin Rapids. He looks back towards first, now brings the 3-2 count home. It's popped foul and out of play. Right back to the right side and keeps it a 3-2 count. Now, Marschke's been looking good this game. He's allowed just the one base runner who's on first base right now. But it's worth noting that that pitch count continues to climb. He threw 14 pitches in the first inning. Not too bad, but here in the second, he'll be throwing his seventh pitch and gets the swing and a miss for strike number three. 4 strikeouts in the game for Noah Marschke, and he's through just 1 1/3. All 4 of his outs have been via the K. And now it brings up Rex Watson to the plate with a runner on first and 1 out in the bottom of the second. Still 1-0 Rafters, and Marschke, you talk about how he's performed on the road this season, a 2.7 ERA. Away from Witter Field, and maybe just more of the selected games from that, and it's been a lot better his last 2 games. Both of those have been on the road, part of the reason why it's looked so good. Pickoff attempt back to first base again. Jaron Sanderson still on the bag right now, and worried about him. You look at Sanderson's statistics this year on the base paths. He's got 6 stolen bases, caught twice. So he is a quick runner in 27 games. He's taken off here, swinging a miss, throw on down to second. It is not in time, and a stolen base from Jaron Sanderson. So his 7th on the year, and it now has a runner in scoring position for the Dock Spiders with 1 out in the bottom of the second. That's the game-tying runner for the Dock Spiders. Watson, the left-handed hitting center fielder, has an 0-1 count. Marschke looks back towards second, now brings it home, but misses away for ball number one. 1-1 the count. On deck, it's Landon Mensick, another one of the returners for the Dock Spiders. Played in both halves of the season, and the Rafters will remember that name. Rex Watson, though, has yet to play against Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 count coming home. It's fouled off. Once again, he has a 2-strike count. All 6 batters that Marschke has seen have had 2 strikes in the count. I mean, he has been working ahead, and that has been huge for the Rafters. Part of the reason for his success here, and going to see how he can keep handling it. You know, it's worth noting for the Dock Spiders, a lot of their team's batting average leaders are back here. Although Patrick Graham may be the biggest piece that they're going to be missing between the first and second half. 1-2 count, swing, and a foul ball straight back to the backstop. So still a 1-2 count, and Watson did play in 10 games in the first half at the plate right now. Batted 267 in his 10 games. And that was good enough for an 839 OPS. Did not have a home run in the first half, but he did have three extra base hits of the eight which he picked up. 1-2 count with the runner on second base and one away in the bottom of the second. 1-0, the Rafters lead. Pitch on the way home, once again fouled off by Watson. So he'll be seeing pitch number six coming up after this. And, well, he hasn't had an easy count yet. Marschke has thrown at least five pitches in four of the six plate appearances. 1-2 count to Rex Watson. Marschke taking his time. Runner still on second. He looks back towards him a couple of times. Now brings the pitch home, and it is in there. Called strike three. Got him looking. Fifth strikeout of the game on five outs for Noah Marschke. My goodness. He is getting everyone on the K. Noah Marschke now has tied a season high in strikeouts, and he's done so in just an inning in two-thirds. His season high of five strikeouts came in his first performance of the year back against Royal Oak on June 5th. First pitch on the way, misses outside. Landon Mencik at the plate, right-handed hitting DH for the Dock Spiders. The way that Marschke's pitching right now, oh man. Rafter's season high in strikeouts in a game is seven. As here's a swing and a miss from Landon Mencik. Brings the count 1-1. So Marschke, I mean, he's on his way to that, but he'll have to keep striking out the batters. And that just makes it even more impressive what Zach Crotchfeld was able to do earlier in the year. He did so not even in four innings of work when Crotchfeld struck out those seven batters. 1-1 count. This one misses high for ball number two. And now 2-1 to Mencik. DH for the Dock Spiders. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Still has the runner on second with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Rafters leading by one. Marschke going to take his time. 2-1 count. He looks back towards second. 1 second on the pitch clock and just brings it up in time. Check swing here. Did he go? Yes, he did. So strike number two. It's now a 2-2 count. And Marschke looking for strikeout number six. Runner on second. He brings the leg up, sends it home, but it misses low for ball number three. 3-2 the count. And on deck, it's Jaron Cotton, the second baseman. But we'll see if it gets to him. Marschke has allowed just the one base runner so far. He stands on second, though. That's scoring position. It's only a one-run ball game, so a hit, and that changes. 1 second on the pitch clock, and that is going to be a pitch clock violation on Marschke. He wasn't set in time, and so Landon Mencik will work onto first base with no contest. It was an automatic walk there as Mencik now on to first base. Brings up Jaron Cotton to the plate with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the second. Cotton, the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Dock Spiders. It's a righty-lefty matchup with two away. After still leading by one, and Marschke going to hope to keep it at that, but traffic on the base paths. He brings the pitch home, gets a swing and a miss from Cotton. Now an 0-1 count, and Marschke this season, you look at his last couple of outings, and I mean really just the season in general, he's looked better and better each game outside of the one against Traverse City. And Seems like that one maybe a one-off. 0-1 count on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss as it is a foul tip, they're going to say. Goes straight back and through the glove of Nick Adrian. 0-2 count. Once again, a two-out count for Noah Marshke. All eight batters have seen two strikes in the count. Tells you that they're working the count at the very least. 0-2 on the way home to Cotton from the University of Nebraska. He brings the pitch home, and this one misses down and goes all the way to the backstop as Adrian tries to locate it. Marshke has to cover home plate, but both runners are going to advance on the wild pitch. So a 1-2 count, runners on second and third for the Dock Spiders. Go-ahead runner on second, the tying runner on third. 1-2 count with two away. Marshke taking his time here to see if he can finish off Jaron Cotton. Brings the pitch home, in there, called strike three. Six strikeouts for Noah Marshke in two innings. Oh, man, sets a new season high for him, and it heads us into the third inning with the Rafters leading 1-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back in to Rafters baseball as the first pitch of the top of the third inning to Luke Skinner misses high and outside for ball number one. Noah Weck still out there for the Dock Spiders as he worked through those first two innings, allowing just the one run. Not a bad appearance from him so far, as he's now got a 2-0 count, missing that one low to Skinner. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup. Weck has struck out his last four batters in a row as this pitch is fouled back to make it a 2-1 count. And I mean, this has been one heck of a pitcher's duel so far. Six strikeouts in two innings for Noah Marshke. Every one of the batters retired has been via the strikeout. Three of them have been looking for Marshke, three of them swinging. The 2-1 count to Skinner is in there, called for a strike. Now 2-2. And the other way, it's also been a 2-2 split. Two of the strikeouts have been looking, two of them swinging for the Rafters, as this one is popped up by Skinner into shallow left field, running up on it. The left fielder Sanderson, he'll make the catch for out number one. Well, that ends the stretch of consecutive strikeouts, but the Rafters have been retired their last six batters in a row by Noah Weck, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. back to the top of the lineup for Wisconsin Rapids. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch of the plate appearance, a breaking curveball that drops right on in the upper part of the zone for strike number one. That's a nasty pitch right there. I mean, it looks like it's going to go sky high and all the way to the backstop, and it just drops right in. 0-1 count, this time a fastball misses well below the zone. 1-1 the count, and Clayton back in the first inning. Led off the game with a walk, and he came around to score what's been the only run of the game so far. 1-1 count, check swing, he went around on it. Barely went over that plane, and just couldn't quite hold back. 1-2 count. Clayton been trying to show off that discipline, and that's something that I talked about back in the first inning. Sends this one, though, to left center field. The left fielder running over to it. He will make the catch on the run. Oh, a nice play by Jaron Sanderson. Had to track all the way over there, but man, that was his play. That was his territory, and he wasn't going to let it hit the ground. So now it brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate with two away and nobody on in the top of the third. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters, and well, due to the timing of things, a swing and a miss here brings it to an 0-1 count. I didn't get too much of a chance to talk to him, although Carlson, a guy who comes from Saddleback Community College. He's recently committed to Seattle University as the 0-1 count drops on in there for a strike. Brings it 0-2, and 6'2", 190 infielder. He trying to find his first hit for the Rafters, but can't do it there. Swings and misses at strike number three, and that does it for the third inning. Three up, three down, the Rafters go. Eight straight batters retired for Noah Weck. And Weck now has five strikeouts in the game. No runs, no hits, no errors, no left on base for the Rafters in the third. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Now in the bottom of the third inning, the Rafters turn back to Noah Marshku, who has struck out six batters in two innings. All six of the outs recorded have been thanks to the strikeout, and well, he'll get back to work here with a 1-0 Rafters lead. He'll be taking on the 9-1 and 2 batters in the order for the Dock Spiders. It's Jalen Gellings, Tommy Guggins, and James Hankerson Jr. First pitch on the way to Gellings misses high for ball number one, and Marshke One strikeout away from tying the Rafters' season high in strikeouts in a game. That was 7 from Zach Crotchfeldt earlier in the season. 1-0 count on the way home. Breaking ball misses outside for ball number 2. And man, Marshy, he did look a little bit more hittable in the second inning. Allowed the single to Jaron Sanderson. But Sanderson's been one of the better hitters in the Northwoods League this season. 2-0 count. Breaking ball in there for strike number 1. 2-1. A lot of off-speed and non-fastball stuff from Noah Marshke here in this one, and I've kind of noticed over the past couple of innings, and been working for him. 2-1 count, fastball, that one high, but it gets the swing for strike number 2, 2-2 count, and blows it right on by Gellings. Gellings, the right-handed hitting third baseman, it's a righty-lefty matchup. Leadoff man in the inning for the Dock Spiders, trying to be not a strikeout victim, but swings and misses. Strike number 3, 7 strikeouts for Noah Marshke in 7 outs recorded. Wow. This is something else right now. Noah Marshke has tied the Rafters season high in strikeouts in a game with 7, and he's done so in the minimum number of outs recorded. All 7 outs have been thanks to the K. Brings us back to the top of the card with Tommy Guggins up at the plate. Guggins, the right-handed hitting shortstop, up for the first time in the third inning, and he checks his swing, and they say that he held back, so it's a 1-0 count on the high fastball. Guggins struck out swinging back in the first inning. Well, anyone that's 0-for-1, well, they struck out. 1-0 count. Breaking ball is low for ball number 2. That one didn't miss by much, and behind the plate, Nick Adrian talking with some of the pitchers earlier, and you know that's one of the things that they say about Nick Adrian. They love his pitch calling. 2-0 count. This one misses high for ball number 3, a 3-0 count. And well, this is maybe one of the first times that we've seen Marshke fall this far behind in a count. He's been attacking that strike zone so much today. But now kind of edging around the zone with Guggins at the plate. 3-0 count. This time it's high for ball number 4. His second walk of the game. But the first one that wasn't on a pitch clock violation. And it's a 4-pitch walk. And that brings Marshke up to 50 pitches in the game as well. And through 2 1/3 innings, with the amount of work that Marshke's had, you go back to the spring season where he pitched a ton for Madison Area Technical College. And already made 5 starts this season. This is his 6th of the year, so you got to imagine the pitch count is going to be a little bit lower in this game than other starters might get to see. Runner on first base with 1 out. This pitch fouled back by Hankerson Jr. 0-1 count. And well, 50 pitches, not too much all things considered. He should still be able to get out of this inning, but well, if he's up to 60 pitches, there's a good chance he won't be back out for the 4th. What we've seen with a couple of other pitchers for the Rafters at this point in the season, especially those full season guys, 0-1 count, misses low to bring it back 1-1. And so Marshke, who is getting up there in the pitch count, going to try and set a Rafters season high with strikeouts. He's already got 7 in the game, but a 1-1 count. He will try and pick off the man at first. He's got him in a pickle. Throw from Barajas over towards shortstop, and Hayden Carlson will make the tag for out number 2. Caught him stealing, and it's the first out of the game that isn't on a strikeout, but hey, it was thanks to a pickoff move from Noah Marshke. So either way, nice play over there, and hey, the defense gets involved. I bet they're going to be happy that they finally got to see something go their way, and well, there was the single from Jaron Sanderson earlier. Only 1 ball put into play by the Dock Spiders. 10 men through the order. That was Jaron Sanderson's single. 1-1 count on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number 2. 1 pitch away from 8 strikeouts in 3 innings. Can Marshke do it? Got to finish it off strong here and give himself a chance to be back out for the 4th inning as well. One and two the count. Marschke on the mound, looking to bring it home. Brings the leg up. Fire, swing, and a miss. Strike number three. 8 strikeouts for Noah Marschke. It's a new Rafters season high, and he has done it in just 3 innings. Absolute dominance from the Southpaw, and we head to the fourth. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a 4-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, Noah puts the K in Marschke. I'll say that much. He's got 8 strikeouts through 3 innings and no runs allowed. Noah Marschke, have yourself a night. We head here into the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR. Thanks for joining in. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, it's a great way to start the second half of the season as the pitching has dominated, and that's one of the things that Ziggy had said in our pregame interview with him. He was saying, hey, second half, it's going to be up to the pitching. See how we succeed. Junior Barajas leading off the fourth inning, fouled the first one away, an 0-1 count. 0-1 is high and outside to bring it 1-1. Barajas, left-handed hitting first baseman, he's responsible for the one run that has come across between these two teams. Back in the first inning, he had an RBI double. 1-1 count, misses high for ball number two. That double is the only hit in the game for the Rafters. Had that back in the first inning. He's one of 2 base runners to reach, and he's the last base runner to reach. Been 8 up, 8 down, as this one is a fly ball down the left field line. Reaching back out, it'll be playable and caught by the left fielder Jaron Sanderson for out number 1. So 9 up, 9 down over the past 9 batters for Noah Weck. Things are going his way right now. Weck, the right-handed pitcher who, for the Dock Spiders, man, you can't ask for much more than him. Guy from Oklahoma State and making his 4th start of the year. And trying to dial it in and looking at what Weck was able to do his last time out. Went 6 innings. First pitch on the way to the next batter, Matt and Akko. It's taken on the outside edge for strike number 1. And an 0-1 count, and Weck has 5 strikeouts through 3 1/3 innings. 0-1 count, this one is pieced well into left field on the run back. Sanderson, he will slow down at the wall and make the catch just in front of the warning track for out number 2. Well, the last 3 innings, basically, all of the outs have either been flyouts to left field or strikeouts for the Rafters. They've had 4 flyouts to left field and 5 strikeouts over their last 9 batters. And now Landon Gaz up at the plate. He's going to see if he can at least get on base here. The last 10 batters have been retired by Noah Weck. This pitch is in there for strike number 1. Weck man, he is looking in control right now. Pitcher's duel for sure. 0-1 count coming home. Swing and a miss from Gaz. Makes it 0-2, and Gaz from UC Irvine. Talked a little bit about him earlier, but a returner from the Rafters. He had about a 680 OPS last year for the Rafters, playing in a few games. 0-2 count in there, called strike three. Second time that he's been rung up looking, and that's three up, three down in the fourth inning. 11 consecutive batters retired for Noah Weck, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters leading 1-0 here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The battle of the Noahs on the mound. Noah Marschke versus Noah Weck, and it has certainly been a fun one to watch. Noah Marschke and Weck have combined for 14 strikeouts through seven innings pitched between the two of them. And just one run allowed, I mean, pitching dominance, to say the least. Marschke has pitched shutout baseball through three innings. He is back out here for the fourth inning, up over 54 pitches, and that's where he'll start off. He's going up against the 3, 4, and 5 batters in the bottom of the fourth for the Dock Spiders. First pitch to T.P. Wentworth is a little high for ball number one. Wentworth, Sanderson, and Fitz are due up. Wentworth 0-for-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the first. Through nine outs, eight of them have been strikeouts as the 1-0 count drops in there for strike number one. Noah Marschke trying to make some history for the Rafters. The last time that a Rafters pitcher had 10 strikeouts in a game was 2021, over 4 years ago. Swing and a miss here makes it 1-2. Marschke is just 2 strikeouts away from reaching that mark. Back in 2021, it was Matt Osterberg who struck out 11 in 6 innings pitched against Madison. That was a dominant start from him, and Marschke looking to rewrite the history books himself. 1-2 count on the way home, and this one is fouled high and out of play. So stays 1-2. And it's crazy to think, but this is his 12th batter that he's faced. 11 of them have seen at least 2 strikes in the count. The only one that didn't was Tommy Guggins, who saw a 4-pitch walk. That one was a little uncharacteristic of Marschke, but he was able to battle back and strike out the next batter. 1-2 count on the way, breaking ball, and, ooh, man, Wentworth just got a piece of that one, and a little bit lucky to be able to make that contact as it fouls way out and into the seats. So still a 1-2 count. Wentworth from Clemson University, two-way player for the Dock Spiders, left-handed hitting right fielder in this game. 1-2 count on the way home, and once again, it's fouled back on the breaking ball. Wentworth not quite on it, but he's able to stay alive. fouled off now three pitches with two strikes. He's going to be seeing pitch number 7 of the plate appearance up here. Aaron Fond du Lac, it's the first game of the second half. Rafters looking for a fresh new start. 1-2 count on the way home from Marschke. It's low on the fastball. And now a 2-2 count. Nick Adrian behind the plate for the Rafters. He's been key to helping unlock Noah Marschke. It'll be Jaron Sanderson up next. Dangerous batter. He's the only hit of the game so far from the Dock Spiders. 2-2 count. Swing and a miss. Strike number 3. He's got 9 of them. Count him up. He's one away from history for the Rafters. 9 strikeouts through 3 1/3 innings brings up Jaron Sanderson to the plate with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the 4th inning. Marschke trying to continue his dominance here. He's taking on Jaron Sanderson, the right-handed hitting left fielder. First pitch on the way. It misses low and inside for ball number 1 and makes Sanderson hop away from the plate. 1-0 the count. And you look at this game for Noah Marschke. He's allowed just the one hit to Jaron Sanderson, and he's walked 2 batters. One of them was on an automatic ball. The other one, though, on 4 pitches to Guggins. 1-0 count on the way home. That one is a little outside for ball number 2. Didn't miss by much there, but Adrian unable to frame it well enough to get the call. So a 2-0 count. T.P. Wentworth saw 8 pitches before he striked out. Marschke's pitch count now up to 64. 2-0 count. Breaking ball gets a foul tip for strike number 1. 2-1 the count. And Aaron Sanderson, he had a 1-2 count back in the second inning before he singled. That 1-2 count. Oh, he almost came around to score. 2-1 count on the way home. Breaking ball and a swing and a miss. Strike number 2. Marschke is 1 strikeout away from history here for the Rafters. 9 strikeouts through 3 1/3 innings. Just needs 1 pitch to go his way. And the 2-2 count to Jaron Sanderson. Here's the pitch. It is just outside. Oh, man. By maybe a half an inch there. And now the count is full to Sanderson. Well, he's working the count well. Marschke going to try and get through 4 scoreless. Here's the 3-2 on the way home. Breaking ball. It misses for ball number 4. Can't quite get the strike out there. And sends the 4th base runner of the game for the Dock Spiders on to first base. Brings up the right-handed hitting catcher, Jonathan Fitz, to the plate with a runner on first base and one out in the bottom of the 4th. 1-0 the Rafters lead. Noah Marschke still going to get the opportunity to see if he can reach double-digit strikeouts. And Marschke has walked a few more batters than his previous outings. 3 walks now on the game. First pitch on the way home. It's fouled back by Fitz. 0-1 count. And Jaron Sanderson showing why he's been one of the better hitters in the Northwoods League, reaching base twice in the game. Only player to do so for either team at that. 0-1 count as Marschke looks back towards first. He'll bring it home, and this one is a fly ball down the right field line, going back to the warning track on the jog. It's at the wall, hopping. It bounces off the wall. Kobayashi can't make the catch. He'll throw it on in, and it's a double for Jonathan Fitz. Sanderson is on third base, and there are now 2 runners in scoring position for the Dock Spiders. And that's a tough hit there, and so with that, it will bring out the Rafters pitching coach, Mike Spears, who will go and have a chat with him to do a temperature check. Hey, how you feeling after that double? Marschke hit 70 pitches, so very unlikely that he's back out for the 5th inning, especially with, like I said earlier, the amount of pitching that he's done throughout the spring and into the summer season. But, of course, going to try and give him the chance to strike out his 10th batter of the game. He's got 9 strikeouts through 3 1/3 innings. Only one other Rafters pitcher has come this close in the past 4 years. And going back to that appearance that Osterberg had, it was back on June 29th. So just 2 days away from the second half to close it out. And so it would have been 4 years ago from Sunday. So just over 4 years ago. Marschke looking to be the first since then. Breaking ball gets a big swing and a mix. Rex Watson up at the plate. Left-handed hitting center fielder for the Dock Spiders. He's 0 for 1. He struck out looking back in the second inning, but he saw 6 pitches. Was on a 1-2 count. He fouled off a couple, but caught looking on the last. 0-1 count. Runners on second and third. One away in the bottom of the fourth. This pitch is ripped into right. No, it's caught on a leaping play at first base by Junior Barajas. Oh, man, that's a big play right there. Saves at least a run from scoring, if not two. There's now 2 outs in bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters only up 1-0. And with runners on second and third, that means the go-ahead runner's on second. The tying runner is on third for Fond du Lac. Landon Mensick up at the plate. And Marschke's going to hope for a little bit of revenge here. First pitch on the way. It misses low and inside for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Back in the second inning, he had him with a 3-2 count, but got called for an automatic ball that sent Landon Mensick over to first base. 1-0 count on the way from Marschke. It's fouled back. Now a 1-1 count. Jaron Cotton is on deck if it gets to him, but Marschke going to try and work through this fourth inning. Rafters and Dock Spiders have been locked into a close one. And you look at Marschke, I mean, he's been the better pitcher results-wise, but his efficiency has not been quite up there. 1-1 count. It's a little north of the zone for ball number two. 2-1 the count. And Marschke now up to 75 pitches. Weck threw just 56 pitches through his 4 innings. So Weck, there's a good chance he's back out there for the 5th inning. 2-1 count, though, from Marschke. He'll fire and gets a 3/4 swing for strike number 2. So once again, Marschke is 1 pitch away from Rafters history. He'll have the opportunity for strikeout number 10 here. 2-2 the count with runners on second and third. 2 away in the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Marschke gets set for the pitch. He brings it home, but it misses high for ball number 3. Now the count is full. Same thing as the second inning. Full count for Landon Mensick. Marschke's going to try and get him this time. Set on the mound. He is ready to fire. 4 seconds on the pitch clock. Now he disengages and steps off. Wants to make sure he's ready to go. So he gets a new pitch clock. He'll get ready. 3-2 count with 2 away. Marschke looking for his 10th strikeout of the game. Pitch, it is just outside. Oh, man. By a matter of millimeters and can't get the call. It's a walk from Noah Marschke. And, man, that one just narrowly missing the zone. He thought he had strikeout number 10, but instead, it loads the bases here in the bottom of the fourth. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second, and insurance run at first. Right-hander Jaron Cotton at the plate, swings and misses at the first one. 0-1 the count. Cotton, the second baseman for the Dock Spiders. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Rafters only up 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Marschke trying to finish off his dominance here. It's very unlikely he's back out for the next inning. 0-1 count. Popped foul and out of play. So he'll have another opportunity for his 10th strikeout of the game. It's an 0-2 count. Marschke, this time, he's got a little bit more to work with. No balls in the count. But the bases are loaded. Has to get an out no matter what. Would love the strikeout. 0-2 with two away. Here's the pitch on home, and it is once again just out of the zone for ball number one, 1-2. And Nick Adrian has stepped up and started walking off three times now this inning, thinking it's called for a strike, but instead called for a ball. Marschke, 1-2 count with two away. Here's the pitch, breaking ball outside for a 2-2 count. Marschke just trying to find his spot here. And he's got to be gassed at this point in the game. I mean, the Fond du Lac batters have been working the count well despite the struggle to score. 2-2 the count. Marschke brings the leg up, fires home, swing, and oh, man, it's a swing and a miss, they say. No contact there as it popped out of the glove. He will put the glove on the batter. That is the 10th strikeout of the game. Marschke is in the history books. It's the first time since 2021 that the Rafters have had a 10 strikeout game, and it's Noah Marschke's name who will be written in the history books. It's 1-0 as we head to the top of the fifth. The Rafters have the lead when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
10 strikeouts in 4 innings for Noah Marschke, and that probably does it for the game as he threw 83 pitches in those 4 innings. But man, what an appearance. First pitcher in over 4 years with double-digit strikeouts in a game for Wisconsin Rapids. So Noah Marschke, the local product of Stevens Point Area Senior High, he is going to be written in Wisconsin Rapids history. Now the Rafters back to work on the offensive side of things. They're going to hope to build on their 1-run lead. They haven't been able to even see a base runner in their last 11 batters. Nick Adrian swings and misses, and... now it's a 1-1 count as Adrian is the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. Righty-righty matchup. Noah Weck still working for the Dock Spiders. The 1-1 count is called on the lower outside corner for strike number 2. It's now a 1-2 count. Drew Thompson and Hiroto Kobayashi are to follow, due up this inning. 1-2 count taken inside for ball 2. 2-2 now as Adrian will try and improve upon his one strikeout that he had back in the second inning. But Weck has been dominant. Breaking ball here, misses outside for ball number 3. And Weck in his own right, it's been very slightly overshadowed by Noah Marshke. Weck has gone four innings with six strikeouts and only one unearned run, as this one is a swing and a miss from Adrian. Make that seven strikeouts for Noah Weck. And if it weren't for the 10 strikeout game from Noah Marshke, we'd be saying a whole different storyline right here. And heck, we might even be talking a little bit about Weck reaching double-digit Ks. He's thrown just 62 pitches, but getting up there in the pitch count and see how efficient he can remain. Drew Thompson up at the plate. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch, a breaking ball that drops in there. 0-1 the count. And Thompson, the DH for the Rafters. 0-1 count, taken high for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Thompson has been in a bit of a rut recently for the Rafters, looking to break out of it. 1-1 count, he swings and misses. It's now 1-2, and he has struggled with the strikeouts as of late, but he's shown off the ability to send one deep whenever he makes contact and hit one on top of the playground earlier in the year. 1-2 count, that's a swing and a miss. Strike number three. Three consecutive strikeouts for Noah Weck dating back to the fourth inning. He has now retired the Rafters' last. Man, it's too much to count this in my head now at this point. 13 batters in a row. 13 straight batters retired by Noah Weck. After the RBI double from Junior Barajas, it has been nails since then. Hiroto Kobayashi at the plate. He fouls the first pitch he sees back. Now an 0-1 count. Weck is up to 8 strikeouts in the game as well over his 4 2/3 innings. Not quite as compounded strikeouts. This one over to right field. That will get down for a hit. Kobayashi in with a 2-out single. He keeps the inning alive and finally snaps out of the Rafters' cold spell. After 14 consecutive batters retired, it's Hiroto Kobayashi who gets on base. It's the second hit of the game for the Rafters, and it brings up Luke Skinner with a runner on first and two away here in the top of the fifth. Rafters still leading 1-0. Trying to add to that lead, Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, been battling an injury throughout the course of the season. This one misses high for ball number one. His first appearance back from the injury, he flew out to left field earlier in the game, but he was able to make contact with it, so it's better than the strikeout, especially with the way that things have been going for Noah Weck. Could be much worse. 1-0 count. This one misses high for ball number two. 2-0. And Skinner, his last game that he appeared in was back on June 8th, nearly a month ago. And that was just as a pinch runner. Came across and scored a run, and that was it for him at Green Bay. But the game prior, he drew 3 walks against the Rockers. Swings and misses at the 2-0 count. Now it's 2-1. And against right-handed pitching this season, Skinner has actually been pretty dang good. Despite his overall numbers not quite reflecting it, 857 OPS against righties on the mound. Got a pair of home runs and 9 RBI. Swings and misses at the 2-1 to bring it back even. So now it's 2-2, and Weck hasn't really seemed to matter who he's taking on. He's been able to throw the pitches in and record outs any way he wants. 2-2 count. He's looking for strikeout number 9 on the game. Weck set on the mound. He will bring the pitch home. It is high for ball number 3. Didn't miss by much on that pitch. Little bit of a tight strike zone on the upper part of the plate. Home plate umpire Preston Guzman, but he's remained consistent throughout the game. 3-2 count. Runner taking off, but it's fouled back by Skinner. And Skinner having a strong plate appearance here. You go back to that third inning, saw 5 pitches before flying out. Got enough of the ball that sent it out to the outfield. 3-2 count. Pitch number 7 coming up here with the runner on first and 2 away in the top of the fifth. Pitch is skied in the air, right side of the infield, trailing back into the outfield now. The second baseman is under it. and Cotton makes the catch for out number three. The Rafters, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A game.